If it was the other kind of dragon, then it would mean that you had wings and you could do fire.
Hello, I'm George.
And I'm Izzy.
And we're both year three pupils at the Dragon.
In this episode, we share our bum break with Mara Hudson, who's been part of the Dragon community since September 1995.
She joined the Dragon pre-prep when it was known as Linus as a class teacher before qualifying as a specialist teacher and moving into the learning support department.
We talked to Mara Hudson from the library.
Hello, Mara.
Hello Izzy and hello George, and thank you for sharing the bum break with me today.
You've worked at the Dragon for 26 years. What are the biggest changes you've seen and what has stayed the same?
Well, I've seen many changes. Probably the biggest change is the number of teachers that have changed at the school. I've seen four head teachers, Mar Wilson, Mar Smith, Mar West and now Mar McNeil. The only person who is still here from the very early days of Linus is Mar Gilgrass. The buildings have changed, the playground has changed, we never used to have an adventure playground. The art room, that used to be two classrooms, and the room we're in now used to be the learning support room. The things that have stayed the same, well, we're still Mars, we still do bum break, we still enjoy our XCAPs, and there's still a lovely buzz around the school, it's still a very happy place.
What do you enjoy about working in the school, particularly the Dragon?
It's definitely the people, so the children and the staff. We've got some lovely children here and a wonderful staff. So in any school that I've taught, I would say that. But particularly at the Dragon now, I love the fact that I work with lots and lots of different children. So in my role as the learning support teacher, I work with children from reception all the way up to year three.
How is your job different today in comparison to when you started?
Well, when I first started teaching, I was a class teacher. And I've taught from year two all the way up to year six. Obviously not in this school. But now I'm the head of the learning support. And I think nowadays it involves a lot more paperwork than it ever used to do. And I spend a lot more time on the computer.
What did you do before you started working here?
Well, before I taught here, I taught in four other schools. So I've been a teacher for 36 years, 27 of them have been here, and the other schools included, which was a very big adventure for me, teaching in a school in the Philippines, the British School in Manila, which is a very exciting place to live and to work. And I've got very fond memories of all the schools that I've taught in.
I love the winter at the Dragon because if there's snow we can build snowmen together.
And I love the summer when we get to play outside with no coats on.
What's your favourite time of year and why?
Well, we're just about coming to my favourite time of the year because it's springtime when the days get longer and it starts to feel a bit warmer. My favourite flower is a daffodil, so you start to see the daffodils coming out. And I feel like we've turned a corner away from the winter into longer days and warmer days, and that's my favourite time.
My hobbies are hockey and music.
And I like to play on my trampoline.
What do you do with the weekends and in your spare time?
Well, my favourite thing to do at the weekends is to walk my dog, because during the week I don't really have time to take her on long walks. So I've got a dog called Tilly. She's a Dalmatian Collie cross, so she's known as a Dolly. I love to swim. That's my way of keeping fit. I love reading, and then, of course, seeing my friends and my family.
My favourite subject is maths.
And mine is art.
What was your favourite subject when you were at school and why?
Well, George, I'm going to be like you. My favourite was maths because I love numbers. And also, I think I was quite good at maths when I was at school. And my second favourite would be geography, because I'm very interested in places, and I love maths. But for both of those lessons, when I was at school, it was the teachers that made the subjects for me. So I really like the teachers, so I really like those lessons.
Lots of old Rutlands will be listening to this interview. Can you share a memory of your time, what they know as baby school or Lynhams, that will make them smile?
Well, I think that's quite a tricky one, because I'm sure there'll be lots of people who would think of many things that would make them smile about being at Lynhams. But I did think of one thing in particular, which is we used to do sports day differently. So on the last Monday of the school year, children would not come into school at normal time. They would come in at about 10 o'clock and we'd have an open morning. And you'd come in your uniform and you'd show your parents or your friends or granny or whoever all around school and show off your work that you've done. And then you'd leave the school with your parents and your family and you'd go and have a big picnic either down at prep or in somebody's garden. And then at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we'd all meet together again and we'd do sports day. And I think people will look back and think that was a lovely thing to do.
My favourite part of the day at school is lunchtime, as Mum and Michelle makes lovely food and we get to play outside in the adventure playground.
And mine is when we get to have bun break because it's really yummy.
What's your favourite part of the day at the Dragon?
Well, is Yang going to agree with you on this one? Because since the arrival of Ma Michelle at the pre-prep, we all love lunchtime. We're so well looked after and the food is delicious. I also like, and I did it this morning, I like being on the gate and doing gate duty because I like seeing those smiling faces in the morning.
I'm most proud of the time I played for Harlequins and scored a try against Wallingford. What achievement are you most proud of?
Well, out of school, I would definitely have to say my children. So I have a daughter, Amelia, who's 24, and son, Gregor, who's 21, and I'm hugely proud of them. And in school, I think it's been part of such a great learning support department because we've really built up that department and I think we're a good team, so I'm very proud of that.
My hero is Mummy because she's kindly and kind.
And my hero is Harry Kane because he scored a goal against the World Cup final.
Who is your hero and why?
Well, I probably have to say my mum. She's just turned 90. And I am a twin, which perhaps lots of people wouldn't know. And when my mum was giving birth, she didn't know she was having twins. So she gave birth to my brother, and then she was told there was another baby on the way, and that was me. She's a very strong and resilient lady, and she's always been there for me.
If you could choose a superpower, what would it be, and what would your superhero name?
Well, I think it would have to be teleporting, so where you're quickly transported from one place to another. Because for 27 years I've commuted 20 miles to work, and that's taken up a lot of time and a lot of energy, and I think if I could be just transporting myself really quickly, that would have been very useful. Now, I know that Ma McNeil's already chosen Super Ma as her name, so I'm going to be Wonder Ma.
What's your favourite meal to cook?
Oh, well, if my children were answering for me, they would have a giggle at this question and say it's pasta and pesto, because Ma isn't really known for her cooking skills. But probably I'm trying to perfect a lasagna. That would be my favourite thing to cook.
Did you ever teach your own class at the food prep?
Yes, I did. For 3 years, I was a class teacher. So I started teaching in year two, and I did that for 3 years before I moved into the learning support department.
One sentence, what does it mean to be a dragon?
Oh, one sentence. I think you have the opportunity to be part of a very special community. And I think it's not just for your time when you're at school, I think it's for life.
Thank you for sharing your fun break with us today and answering our questions, Mahan.
Well, thank you both. You've asked some really interesting questions.